Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Neil Hare is here. He's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. Neil, thanks again for being here. Global Vision Communications, LLC, globviz.com is the website. Neil, when you think about the economy going forward, what do you see? Are you seeing more struggle, more potential for shutdowns? Are you seeing the economy being resilient going forward? What do you think?
Well, you know, I believe it's going to be it's two-tiered, right? I guess they're calling it the K recovery. You know, if you're a restaurant and you're heading into the winter and you can't have people outside, you're in bad shape, right? Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, in D.C., I can tell you they're saying 30-40% of restaurants aren't going to make it.
Ever.
So that's,
they
won't come back. But there's been a lot of other businesses, you know, innovative businesses that have figured out how to adapt to this new environment.
Yep.
And I think they're doing very well. So certainly sort of the larger companies are doing well. Wall Street's doing very well. So I think it's going to be really the winter is what is going to be the pivotal point here. You know, can we get through this winter without shutting down too much and come out of this in the spring with hopefully a vaccine and no more shutdowns? I don't think we can shut down the economy fully again. And
we can
I don't
never
think,
do
I'm
this.
Hearing,
again.
I'm not hearing that from anybody.
We can never do this again.
Yeah,
we have to.
I mean, not,
we have
I'm not
to
hearing
learn
it from either
what
either
we've
party
done here, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we just can't shut it down to 100% again. But as I said, it's going to be a very uneven recovery. Some folks are going to do okay, and some are going to probably go out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's
why they need this money. That's why they need this money.
That's right. And that's what's so sickening to me and to you, I know, that here are people who started their businesses from zero, from scratch, from blank sheet of paper.
Right.
They built it up. They just got to where in January or February of this year, they just got to where it looked like maybe we're going to make it. And then through no fault of their own, we get attacked by China. I'm going to say it. I've been saying it. This is another example of an assault by China. I'm convinced the Chinese government, I don't know if they intended to release it now, but I believe they made this thing, and I believe they allowed it to spread. And that, in my opinion, that's an act of war. Neil, am I overstating that?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's an overstatement. I mean, it's hard to know exactly what happened, but I agree with you. I don't think this came from, a bat. I think they worked on this in their military labs. And, yeah, whether it got out on purpose or not, I mean, I think it's clearly it has spread in a way that makes you wonder, you know, what exactly happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think – doesn't America need to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that that China is at war with us? We haven't declared war on them, but they've declared war on us. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, as I said to you on the break there, you know, China, they're playing the long game. They are playing a 1,000-year war, and we have to be ready for that. I mean, they're spending money all over the world. They're buying up Africa with their, Belt and Road Initiative. Supply chains. I mean, look what happened to the supply chain. I mean, you just wrote an article this week about redundancy.
Yep.
You know, half these businesses in America, all they're sourcing all their material from China, and that got shut down. And that really put us in a bad spot. So, you know, we have to figure that out. And you're right. We have to combat them in various ways. I mean, it's not going to be a military confrontation. It's going to be cyber. It's going to be supply chain. It's going to be those type of things, soft power, if you like.
Well, I don't want to get political here, but I have to say, I was very disturbed to hear Joe Biden call China a competitor. They're not a competitor in the way that Germany is a competitor. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they're more a hostile, if that's what you mean. I mean, they're a frenemy, I guess. Is that the right word?
Right.
You know, our economies are linked together. So, right now we couldn't untangle ourselves 100% from China, but I don't think they also have our best interest in heart all the time, maybe some other allies of ours.
They want to dominate the world, folks, and like no other country, they can do it. Hey, Neil, I need your website one more time.
It's globeviz.com, GLOVEVIZ.com. Please come check us out and get in touch. Get in touch if you want to talk more PPP or any of these issues your business is facing.
And follow Neil's writing. He's doing an excellent job. Hey, Neil, good job. Come back soon.
Okay, Jim, thanks for having me on. Always enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Neil Hare, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.